classical music superstar Ray Chen is back on home soil. Born in Taiwan and raised in Brisbane, the international concert violinist is preparing for a series of shows with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. Ray Chen recently popped into the studio for a chat. Ray Chen, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've travelled the globe playing with the world's best orchestras. Where did it all start? When did you first pick up a violin?
I was 4 years old when I started the violin. You know, my parents, being first-gen immigrants, many can probably relate to the fact that they tried to provide me with all the opportunities that they couldn't have growing up, and one of these was playing violin. Now, of course, I tried a lot of other extracurricular activities. However, very quickly found out that I wasn't very good at anything else. So,
what else did you try?
Well, you know, they had me do piano as well, other instruments. But there was something about the violin that, you know, you start on a one quarter or sometimes even one eighth. And it literally, it grows with you. You get that feeling of you're leveling up, you know, with each instrument that you switch up. And so that was a really nice feeling versus the piano, which is this giant monstrosity of an instrument.
Practicing an instrument can be arduous. You've created an app to help people find some joy in the task. Why do you think music in a group is more enjoyable?
There's something about practicing for a purpose that makes it all worth it, right? And that purpose is about sharing, really, when it comes to art, music, and it's about sharing your inner artistic sort of talent with other people. And now most people sort of quail at the word talent. They seem to think, oh, it's something to do with this mysterious force that only a certain few people get. But at the end of the day, it's really when you can learn something faster and forget it slower than others. And that's talent, really. And so everyone has access to it. It's about just finding your way there, removing friction within yourself to learn faster, absorb things more, and then obsessing over it, really, to have that retention.
How beautifully said. Obsessing is so key. What does practice look like for someone at your level? Is it hours a day now?
These days, it's however much is necessary. Now, I know that's a bit of a cop-out answer, but it really is. I mean, there are times when I've been practicing, you know, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, and other times when I don't touch the instrument at all. So it's really just...
Do you have some days off where you say, I'm not going to touch it because I just need to quarantine some days?
Oh, absolutely. Like last week, I was up in the Great Barrier Reef, went scuba diving for the first time in my life, which is a lovely place to
Isn't
do it,
it
for
great?
The first time. Yeah. And decided last minute that I wouldn't take the instrument. And, you know, I'm really glad. I'm coming back. Everything's fresh and it feels great.
Now, your violin isn't any violin. You've got a very pricey violin, right? Tell me about this violin.
Well, this particular instrument is on loan to me, which is owned by a foundation in Japan called the Nippon Music Foundation. Now, they've been very generous and they loan out a bunch of their instruments to players all over the world. And this particular one is a 1715 Joachim Stradivarius. And so it's made in 1715, over 300 years old. And it's a wonderful instrument. I mean, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto was actually performed on it when it was first composed because Joseph Joachim, the famed Hungarian violinist, worked closely with Mendelssohn for this piece. They knew each other. So it was a really cool piece of history, really.
On loan, but are you nervous with it all the time? It's like, oh no, I've got to guard this. It's worth a lot of money.
Well, sometimes, you know, there's this like constant fear. When I was on holidays, I was like, oh, did I bring it? No,
yeah.
No, where is it? Where is it? And you sort of have this phantom instrument syndrome.
It's like when you lose a child and you're like, where are they? And you have this panic. You must feel the same way about this violin.
A little bit, yeah, much the same, yeah.
Now, you have a special soft spot for Waltzing Matilda. You often play it sort of to rapturous applause. What inspired you to do your own elaborate arrangements of that song?
I've been away from home since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
I moved out for conservatory to study in Philadelphia, you know, thousands of kilometres away and, you know, halfway around the world, just missed home, you know, and this was one of those things that I always remembered singing and, you know, in school, and thought, why not make a rendition of it for solo violin so I can share it with the, you know, rest of the world. Take a little piece of Australia with me everywhere I go.
You're back in Australia performing at the Sydney Opera House. What are you doing?
I will be performing two different programs. One will be the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, which is, you know, one of the war horses, very, very popular. And then the other one is very contrasting. It's very modern. It is Max Richter's recomposed Four Seasons. So what he's done is taken the original Vivaldi score, and he's sort of one-upped it in his own sense and created these, like, you know, he keeps everyone on their toes by altering it, the rhythm, and changing time signatures just here and there enough so that you feel the familiarity of the Four Seasons, of the original, but then it's got this like epic sort of minimalistic but modern take on it.
You're here with your violin. Any chance of a short piece?
Well, if the listeners ask for it, then I'd be happy to oblige.
What are you going to play for us?
You know, I think why don't we start with some Bach?
Do it. Ray Chen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ray Chen is performing concerts with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra.